teaching and learning should bring joy.
When they're really, really excited about something, you grab that and you go with it.
I was given the opportunity to teach a class of first graders, and from that day, I was hooked.
You could see the change that you can affect on kids.
I really was just passionate about making a difference through teaching.
I think you see kids and you form relationships in a way that probably nobody else ever does.
The students will enjoy what they're doing, and in the process, they learn.
You know, kids don't learn from people they don't like.
It's time to meet another teacher that we've tracked down, nominated by a listener on our ever-growing My Favourite Teacher Project page. Get to it from the Life Matters homepage, 450 or something nominations there now. Look, it's one thing to enjoy music at high school. It's another thing entirely to, through random coincidence it seems, to bump into your old music teacher decades after you graduate and form a band together. And that's what happened to Bill Mackay, former student of Sefton High School in Western Sydney. He was in Year 8 back in 1968. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning, Natasha.
Great to have you with us. And we're going to meet this teacher in just a tick. Who was the teacher that made an impression on you back in the late 60s?
Well, the teacher was the amazing Peter Harris. He's made an impression all his life, I'm sure, because he's had a long, long career in teaching music and imparting music, the love of music, to his students.
So just describe, though, as you did in your nomination, the kind of the cloud of excitement that he arrived in on your school campus back in that day.
Well, he certainly arrived in a cloud of dust anyway, because he drove a small green vehicle, a Beetle, a VW Beetle, which he... Well, Peter's a very tall man, so he sort of unfolded himself from the car. And, well... The western suburbs of Sydney in those days were a bit lacking in modern or viewpoints about music in particular. And so Peter Harris arrived as a music teacher at the school, and he really was like a breath of fresh air.
What was music class like before Peter arrived?
Oh, well, it was recorders and being wrapped over the knuckles for having your hands in the wrong place.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, I remember it well. And so he rocks up, and lo and behold, we've got Peter Harris rocking up again on the airwaves all these years later. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you. I'm amazed I'm still around.
Still teaching, still performing, still loving music. Now, what were your memories, your first memories of a 13-year-old Bill?
Well, first of all, before I saw Bill, they gave me a box of chalk and they said, that's your chalk and that's your room over there. And that was the introduction to the school. So I headed across to the room, and first thing I realised was we needed to form a band. So I started off the school folk group, and every lunchtime, or a couple of lunchtimes a week, we'd meet. And then one day there was this terrible plunking in the corridor, and in walked young Bill with this banjo that I think some uncle had given to him as a penance. And the only thing I could do really at the time to think about it was to sit him right at the back of the group, and that's where we started, really.
A noisy boy is what you remember.
Earnest, and, you know, definitely going to get the best out of this banjo.
Tell us about...
I remember, Peter, you saying, well, we're going to do a blues in E. And I said, Peter, I don't know E. Well, E minor do. And you said, no, Bill.
What were some of the classics that you were playing in the classroom?
Oh, let's see. We were playing The Cat Came Back. We were probably playing Where Have All the Flowers Gone. I mean, it was at that time the Vietnam demonstrations were on, so there was a whole lot of rebellious things.
And Tom Lehrer songs too, Peter.
Tom Lehrer songs.
Tom Lehrer, Rickety Tickety Tin.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Peter, how would you describe your teaching style as a music teacher then?
It's never really changed. I just feel that music's a different language, and it's something that reaches you in a different way. You need to strike that. You need to somehow or other connect with that. And you've got to find a way with young people of connecting so that music goes straight to the soul, really.
Mm.
And so I always do whatever I can in whatever period of time it's been with whatever technologies around to make that connection rather than to do anything that's sort of too prescribed and what everyone's done necessarily. If it works, if at the end of the year the kids have had a good time and they enjoy music, you've succeeded.
Yeah, there's some sadness that music is being lost from classrooms, and I might come back to you on that. But Bill Mackay, what kind of difference did that encounter with Peter then make to your education, to your life?
Well, it made an enormous difference because I went on to become a music teacher myself. So that was the... Peter was the inspiration for a career that emerged later on. So, you know, that was, I have to be eternally grateful for that because I was able to, not on the same scale that Peter has been able to do all his life, but I was able to hopefully impart the love of music to some of my students too.
And Peter, you went on, you left Sefton High in the early 70s. What happened to life?
Well, another student from Sefton High and myself formed a duo at that time, and we were kind of, I suppose, some hippie duo around Sydney. We worked in Sydney for quite a while and produced a record which sold well in Balmain and so on. and then after that, I sort of headed west and I was working in isolated communities through the north of Victoria and putting in music and drama schemes. So music's always attracted me in one way or another, and I've often gone to sort of needy places, and that's where I've often worked.
Somewhere in this story, a bunch of native animal puppets enter, but we'll get to that because there's this beautiful coincidence. So years later, in the late 80s, Bill, you meet Peter again. And yeah, what tell us about this encounter.
Well, I was just looking at musical instruments for my school at the time. So I was a music teacher, and there's this suddenly this voice behind me saying, "Bill, where's that assignment you owe me?" And I hadn't seen Peter for close on 30 years at that stage, and but he recognised me straight away, and we struck up an acquaintance again, and then that went on to form a couple of musical bands in our local area up here. It was I had lost contact with him all that time.
Bill, you remember the encounter a little differently. Hi, Bill.
Sorry,
have we got you?
I think you have me. Yeah.
Oh no, Peter. You remember the encounter a bit differently.
So I had heard that this name Bill Mackay was a music teacher, and I thought that can't be the same Bill Mackay with the banjo. Anyway, I rang his school, but I didn't really get on to him. So then I was down at the music shop at Lismore. And one of the staff was actually talking to Bill, and that pricked up my ear. And so that triggered there. triggered the meeting.
So you formed a couple of bands together. I think two bands, in fact. What do you play?
Well, it just depends on the time, really. Depends on the weather. And at the time, the first band we formed, Bill's wife and her friend were singers at the time. And so we formed a folk group, and I think Bill, well, I don't know if he played the banjo, he probably did.
Yes, the banjo was featured in there too. You can't get away from the banjo.
And I was playing mandolin.
Oh, I mean, Peter, it must be, Bill, it must be very interesting being on stage with your former music teacher.
Yep, it surely is, and it's a bond that's renewed, you know, as equals really, because we have family the same age, and his son is the same age, and good friends with my son. You know, that's another bond. And Peter was also my daughter's music piano teacher for some years as well when she was growing up.
One of the bands that you've formed is a swing group, the Love Handles. Let's hear a little, shall we?
Up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day and get to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets. Get a pain and ruin your tum.
Absolutely classic. That's a long way from Led Zeppelin and the Beatles in 1968, folks.
Yes, that one's probably more like Captain Matchbox.
Who's singing?
A friend of ours, Michael Leach, was singing. He's one of those very interesting people, a dentist by trade. He travels the world and fixes children's teeth and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And when he's not doing that, he played in the Love Handles. The subtitle of Love Handles is The Band That Grows On You.
And Peter, you actually have gone on, well, sort of semi-retirement theoretically, but not really. You're still teaching drama and music at St. Joseph's Primary School in Tenterfield.
That's right.
But you and your wife Judy manage Secret Gully, which west of the Clarence River, and this is a conservation project that involves puppets.
Yes, well, I started to write stories that I used to read in the ABC about the creatures I encountered in the valley. And then I thought it'd be nice to do something for children, and I figured that I'd probably have to make some characters, so I started making puppets. I bought some shaggy material from Spotlight. They all looked like they'd been run over by something to start with, but eventually they got the right sort of shape, and all these beautiful creatures emerged. I don't know where they came from because I didn't know how to sew. But they were just marvellous to work in the trees, and so then I've spent quite a lot of years just enjoying telling very simple stories to very young children, not sort of preaching at them in an environmental way, but just helping them learn to love nature, really.
They're really beautiful. The videos are on your Secret Gully website, and we'll link to those from the Facebook page. They're just lovely. And for you, Bill Mackay, you went on now to become a school counsellor at several schools on the New South Wales North Coast.
Yep.
Why have you stayed in the teaching profession? What was it about Peter that perhaps nurtured that in you?
Well, I think Peter showed that through being a teacher, and particularly a gifted music teacher that Peter is, that you can make a difference with people's lives and with the lives of students and their well-being. And as a school counsellor, of course, that's the main focus.
And where can we catch you touring next as a gig?
The Love Handles. The Love Handles in not so much broken up, but just in limbo. We're always in limbo, actually, when I think about it.
I think we better do the best of, Bill. We better do a best of, don't you think?
The best of, yeah. We did the best of every gig we did, I think.
Reinstate your famous B tour, which took you up Brunswick Heads, Ballina, Byron Bay and Bangalore. Hey, thank you to you both for joining us on Life Matters today. So great to have you.
You're always welcome. Lovely to talk.
What a
treat. Thank you, Natasha.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for the nomination for Peter Harris, his favourite teacher from back in 1968, now also performing in bands together, as you do, and both teachers still evermore.